tweet at TodaySOR.
There's been much debate in recent weeks about how much householders will have to pay for water when charges are brought in. With reports that standing charges could be anywhere between 50 and 80 euro, it's now expected that average household use could cost around 250 euro per annum. So, are there ways to minimise just how much water you use? Well, Brian O'Connell has been to an eco-friendly village to find out how we can reduce our water use. Brian, where exactly did you go?
Well, Sean, I suppose all this talk about water charges, I thought to myself, if there's one village in Ireland where they will have found ways to minimise water use and consumption, it's the Eco Village, which is in Clough Jordan in County Tipperary. Now, this is a 67-acre site, Sean, over 100 homes on it, and some of them have workstations underneath and some are shared housing schemes. I think sites cost from about 30,000 euros upwards, and the first residents moved in 2009. And everyone signs up to a charter, and this charter really is where you maintain a low energy house. They rely on solar panels, sustainable building materials, and then of course they have installed all kinds of systems to keep their energy use and water use to a minimum.
So Brian, it seems like the kind of place that might have been looking at ways of reducing water use, one would have thought that. So what kind of systems did you find there?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Sean, I went down there thinking that I'd find a real consensus on how to keep water use down, but have to say there were mixed views among those living there, and I'll come to that in a little bit. First, though, some of the systems installed have dramatically reduced the average water consumption rates for homes in the Eco Village. Now, obviously, this should be good news, because the more water we use, the more we will have to pay when charges do actually come in.
I gather, and I suppose this would be what you'd expect in part, one of the systems installed, it collects rainwater and then this is in turn used for toilets and other purposes in the house.
Yes, and I met two of the residents who've installed this system between three of their homes, Sally Starbuck and Duncan Martin. Now, it's a very simple system on one count. The rainwater is collected on the roof. It's directed through gutters to a tank underground at the back of their houses, Sean, and this is then pumped back into use for toilets. I asked Sally and Duncan in this first clip if they'd any idea how much less water they used because of this system.
The average consumption in Ireland is around 130, 140 litres per person per day. Well, our standard, our target for the Eco Village is not more than 85 litres per person per day. So that's not much more than half the national average. These two houses here are using about 35 litres per person per day. So basically that difference of 40 odd litres is accounted for by rainwater being used to flush the toilets. So about half the water consumption is no longer coming from the mains.
So how do you feel then about the fact that you might be hit with the same standing charges as everybody else, despite the fact, as you said, the usage of water here is significantly reduced?
Well, there's only two certainties, death and taxation. And, you know, it's the same with ESB, it's the same with gas. If you have gas, you pay the same standing charge, you use a lot or a little. That's just the way these things are done.
When we did the infrastructure here, providing everything else, we were advised against doing a sort of municipal scale rainwater harvesting, because then it would need to be UV treated and absolutely sanitary, and that's very expensive to run, because you're kind of responsible for providing clean water to other people. Whereas between the three of us, we can kind of argue about who polluted the tank, and let's hope it never happens. You know,
I'm just going to. There are a lot of options.
Yeah.
Very big tank, which will almost certainly last you through a dry spell, but it's cost you more money. Or you can put in a small tank, which will provide you perhaps with 80 or 90% of the supply that the big tank would. You can, as Sally was just saying, you can put in a system which provides all your water needs, then that needs to be sanitised to a high level, or you can put in a simpler system which just serves the toilets, and you don't need clean water for toilets.
And this just serves the toilets.
This just serves the toilets. I mean, the water looks clean, it's not coming into the toilet coloured or speckled or bitty, but, you know, it is actually not drinking water, and it's daft to be mixing drinking water with sewage.
So, Brian, on one level, it makes perfect sense in a country like this one, where we've so much rain, to use that rainwater for our advantage, particularly, say, for use in the toilets.
Yeah, and I mean, anyone really who had no water during the freeze last year, Sean, I think it was a real eye-opener for a lot of people, myself included, where you were pouring up to 5 litres of bottled water into the toilets so they could flush. And it made me, anyway, realise how much water we use in toilets. So if we could reduce that aspect of our water consumption, surely you'd imagine there'd be a huge difference in the bills. Now, I should say there are some dissenting voices within the Eco Village in Clough Jordan, because obviously there's an energy cost in pumping the water from the tanks back into the houses.
Now, before we come to that, Brian, you met another man who had a similar system installed, but not only does he use the rainwater for the bathroom, he also uses it for showers.
Yeah, Greg Allen, and Greg has a lovely low-impact house built using the foundations that were dug out of the house, and he was manager of the Eco Village project for many years. Now, as I said, all the materials for his house are sourced locally, and then he showed me how his water-saving systems work. But before that, he spoke about the Eco Charter all the houses in the village have to sign up to.
We developed an ecological charter, which was all about setting targets for ourselves. And we set a target of 80 litres per person per house. I think the average usage per person is 150 litres. So that was a target that we set for ourselves. And a lot of people have actually put in rainwater harvesting systems.
And if I want to put one of those systems into my house, how much will it cost me generally?
Obviously, it's easier to do if it's new build. If you have an existing house, it might be a little bit more complicated. But approximately €3,000 is what it would actually cost to put one in. The system that I have, basically, even the showers, all the white goods, the washing machine, the dishwasher, the toilets, they all use the rainwater harvesting.
And before the rainwater goes through your system into your shower and you take a shower in it, do you have to do anything to the water?
Yes, well, the system I have has filters, basically, to clean the water. And then it also has a UV filter as well. So they say that you can technically drink it. I wouldn't try it myself particularly. But if you boil it, it wouldn't be a problem to actually drink it.
And then what happens? I mean, we've particularly fine day out today. There's not a drop of rain. It hasn't been for a few days. Does that mean you can't take a shower?
No, well, the storage itself is 3,000 litres. And obviously with the Irish climate, we're never too short of rain. So,
listen, 3,000 litres, if you two teenage children, they'd be gone through that in two showers.
Well, I obviously it's a bit about education as well and educating the children in usage and all the rest. The system itself, it'll store 3,000 litres, but there's obviously a system where it'll top up. If the water goes down to a certain level, it'll actually top up with potable water.
From the mains, is it?
From the mains, yeah.
That's Greg Allen there, not to be confused with our own colleague of the same name, it has to be said. Brian, if the system doesn't have enough water generated from the rain, they can top up from the mains clearly, which would make sense. Mm-hmm. As a matter of interest, did you try out the shower there to see how the thing works?
Well, I did. And also an issue that came up and that I hadn't really thought of before, Sean, was that the people in the Eco Village who have reduced their consumption way below the average and the personal allowance that it looks like each house will get before they're charged. Well, the people in the Eco Village, they don't get any reward for using far less than anybody else, as Greg explains in this clip. And first up, I did try the shower, which uses just recycled rainwater.
The shower is here, so as you can see, there's no buildup of lime, which is the main thing as well.
On the shower head.
On the shower head.
Yeah, it's perfectly clean.
Yeah, and as I say, plenty of power.
Yeah, sure, that's as strong as any shower you'd see anywhere, really.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe years ago, a lot of people used to wash their hair with rainwater. They say it's much softer and much better.
And does it not get on your goat that you're going to have to pay the same standing charge as a family down the road who couldn't give a damn about the local environment and are just going to use as much water as they want?
Well, it does in respect of basically everyone has been charged a similar rate no matter what they have in. It doesn't take into consideration like myself, what I've actually put in to try and actually minimise my water use. And it doesn't encourage conservation. You know, it does nothing to actually try and get people to reduce their usage.
Although if your consumption here is significantly under 80 litres a day, I doubt you'll have to pay any charges outside of the standing charge. Wouldn't that be the situation?
More than likely, yes. More than likely, it will just be the standing charge. But again, I think there should be an incentive to encourage people to reduce their use.
And that's Greg Allen there again, Brian. And you've come out of that fresh and clean. despite the fact that his use comes well under the personal allowance that householders may be given, he's still going to have to pay the same standing charge as everybody else.
See, this is the thing, and some people were arguing that perhaps there should be a tax credit made available for installing these kinds of systems, Sean, which will lessen consumption. Now, Well, you know, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. I did meet someone else living in the eco-village who felt that these rainwater harvesting systems may not be the solution. And that person was Eileen Flanagan. Now, Eileen has a home in the village, but it's interesting in that her day job is in water conservation. So here is Eileen pouring cold water, if you like, on the idea that rainwater could reduce our bills hugely. And I asked her, Sean, whether or not people who use rainwater systems would save money.
They are in their water charges, but the cost of putting in a rainwater harvesting system runs into several thousand. And if you look at that over the life of its useful life, all you're doing is basically paying for your water on your mortgage. The main cost in providing municipal water is pumping costs and water treatment costs. And you are basically doing that on a smaller and much less efficient scale in your own home. But you're paying for it on your ESB bill and you're paying for it on your mortgage and not on your water charges. So it's an illusion.
So tell me then about the ways people can reduce their consumption.
Okay, there's two ways you can reduce your consumption, and neither of them are something you can buy. One is your own usage of water. Things like taking short showers instead of baths, or being generally efficient, turning off the tap. The second thing, or the only thing that's really going to make a difference to your water bills, though, is leaks on the system and leaks on your tap. A tap leak, which you mightn't even notice, could cost you hundreds of euros over a billing period. We had two small leaks here, and to look at them, you wouldn't even notice, you wouldn't even regard them, you wouldn't think they were anything. And they cost us about 5,000 euros over a six-month period.
And Duncan, if I could bring you in here for a second, because obviously you've been telling me how much money you're going to save with your rainwater harvesting, and that's been completely debunked. Now it's going to cost you a fortune, Duncan.
Well, we've got a shared system. That affects the economics quite a bit. We're sharing the cost between three houses, and that makes it more neutral. But I mean, broad analysis, I would agree with. You know, it is not necessarily cheaper. This is why we're doing a lot of studies here on what the systems are actually costing to install and to run, and we're comparing performance. You need to monitor it. And when people think of the water meter as an enemy, I'd say think of it as a friend. You know, read it frequently. If you do this, like electricity, if you read your electricity meter frequently, you'll find out what in the house is gobbling up electricity. Same with the water meter.
So some very interesting points there by Eileen Flanagan, Brian. You could spend a lot of money putting in these systems, and yet one small leak could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands of euro.
And I think Duncan there mentioned, Sean, that meters, in effect, are your friend, you know, and that's very true. I think the best way of finding a leak, incidentally, is to take a water reading in the evening time, turn off anything that uses the water overnight, and obviously don't use the water yourself, don't take a shower, don't flush the bathroom, and then the first thing in the morning, check the meter again, and that'll give you a fair idea if there's leakage going on. And I suppose it should be said that the systems they're putting in Clochjordan, they're still gathering the data around them. And they say it's too early yet to say if the lowering of consumption, I mean, they're using, as we said, a quarter of the national average, if that will save them money when the ESB bills are taken into account.
And Brian, if somebody was to move to Clochjordan and move in and buy a site and build a house and so forth, I mean, would you be expected to reduce, for instance, would you expect to shower less frequently than before? Or could you still get up in the morning and have a shower then?
Well, I mean, they all smell fairly fresh to me, Sean. I think they all take regular showers. I don't think you'd see anyone outside with the power hose taking it to the lilies, or power hose on the roof of their car in a long summer day. You know, they have water butts in their gardens. Everybody, as I said, signs up to this eco charter, so you do have to live in a certain way. And I suppose really the gardens, they're all rainwater's collected. That makes a lot of sense, I think. But whether or not you save a lot of money because of the outlay you have on ESB and pumping the water back into the house, that remains to be seen. And they have other systems there. For example, one house had a reed bed outside, where basically the dish water from the dishwasher and the showers, it goes into this reed bed, it's cleaned naturally, and then it's pumped back into the house for use again. So I suppose there are questions about putting one-off systems in, and where it works very well in the village, I think, is where three or four houses have come together and they've all shared the cost, the capital outlay of putting in a system. And I suppose it is worth keeping an eye on what places like Clochjordan are up to, particularly if the water charges rise in the year ahead, as unfortunately many people suspect they will.
Brian, thanks indeed for that report and those insights from the Clochjordan Eco Village in County Tipperary.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.